Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. The numbers are tough to come by, but it's estimated that in Africa, 100 elephants a day, more than 36,000 a year, are killed by poachers for the animals' valuable tusks. Alex Shumatov investigated the illegal trafficking in elephant tusks for his article, Agony and Ivory. It appears in the latest issue of Vanity Fair magazine. Alex, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
You traveled the world tracking down the elephant tusk trade. I got to tell you, this is a very sad story.
Yes, it is, and it's one that needs to be out there. And I was, you know, I've known about it for a couple of years, and this is really the time to really get the word out because it's escalating. I went to 9 countries, you know, on 3 continents over 6 weeks, and you know, tried to trace the chain from the guy that kills the elephant to the guy that buys it in China. The really overwhelming trade now is in China.
Why the Chinese?
Because of this rise of the suddenly wealthy, the Baofahu, the middle class, mm-hmm. who are buying, you know, it's only the elderly ones, by the way. The younger people don't have this great, you know, desire to have ivory. But it's the older ones who have finally made it to a point when they, now they can buy some ivory.
So it's a symbol of status?
Power,
wealth.
Yeah, of having made it, of arrived, that you can make discretionary purchases. But traditionally, it's a symbol of, you know, being of higher station. In Lusaka, the market there, the people will whisper Shangzi, I think they're called, which means elephant's teeth in Mandarin, you know, meaning they have some for you if you're interested.
You write in your article that some of the areas, the national parks, where these African elephants can be found are vast. One's the size of Connecticut and has, what, 60 monitors for the elephants?
That's the one in Zimbabwe. Yeah, yeah. So that hardly enough to... that one, according to the official government figures, has 50,000 elephants. But we drove around it all day, covering about 300 miles, went to all the pans or water holes, no elephants at all, and we only saw 3 at dusk. So what we did see that was the roads were littered with the carcasses, the bleached bones of poached elephants, and we did come across one carcass, actual carcass. So there's just massive poaching going on in there.
What's the worst place right now for the illegal killing of elephants for their ivory tusks?
That is probably Gabon, which has the largest remaining population of forest elephants in their forests, about 60,000. And they're being killed by the rate of thousands a year, several thousand. And Chad is down to a few hundred. Sierra Leone is down to single digits. The Central African Republic went from, I don't know, 50,000 to 3,000 in the last 20 years. So the only large population left is in Gabon. So Gabon, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, I would say, are the big ones.
Who's doing the actual poaching? Who's doing the killing?
Where? In Zimbabwe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the actual, even the guards are allowed to kill wild game on Thursdays, once a week, and that's what they live on, because the government doesn't give them any rations. And then the military, you know, they have quotas and stations all over the country. Then there are hunting lodges.
I saw one on YouTube. There's this guy, Buck McNeely. You write about him in your article. So
yeah.
I looked up the... YouTube. I want you to listen to this.
Big game hunting is one of the most exciting things there is in the world. You got your grizzly bears, you get your lions, you get your leopards, you get your buffaloes. But I'm here to tell you, baby, ain't nothing like the elephant.
God. I guess he must think that his penis grows an inch for every one of the big five that he bags, you know. The matriarchs and the big bulls with the biggest tusks are being selectively shot, targeted by the poachers. And that is a genetic and a social disaster, unless it's stopped.
Well, there is an international campaign, a video campaign, called Shot Blocker. I want you to listen to this. This one stars a NBA star, Yao Ming. It's kind of leaping up and blocking a bullet from a high-caliber rifle aimed at an elephant.
An amazing clip there, you know, where he leaps up and stops this flying bullet that's headed in the direction of the elephant.
What is he saying there?
And apparently he's saying never buy illegal wildlife products. When the buying stops, the killing can do.
So the idea is really to put the kibosh on the demand, people buying ivory from elephants.
Yeah.
Will that stop the killing?
No, you need to stop it at every step of the process. You know, the people there, there's so much poverty in the places where the elephants are that, you know, the people will continue to kill elephants even if they only get 50 cents a pound. You know, they'll still do it unless they're provided with some other livelihood. So the economic development is now the thrust of a lot of the international conservation movement.
Alex Shubatov's article, Agony in Ivory, Investigating the Killing of Elephants for Their Tusks, appears in the current issue of Vanity Fair magazine.